101.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House this hour, President Biden hosting a bipartisan group of mayors in D.C. for the Mayor's Conference and talking about economic policies. Earlier, the president signed the short-term measure passed by Congress yesterday to avoid a government shutdown.
Today, we get some good news. We just signed a bill to keep the government open.
The economy on the mind of voters in New Hampshire, where the primary is now 4 days out. Undecided voter Stephen Lubachek on his concerns.
I'm very interested in issues relative to income equality and programs targeted toward the middle and working classes of the United States.
Donald Trump will be in New Hampshire campaigning tonight. He's expected to get the endorsement of Senator Tim Scott ahead of South Carolina's primary next month and Nikki Haley's home state. Recent winter storms and sub-zero temperatures blamed for at least 50 deaths nationwide, and that death toll could rise with more storms this weekend. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers want to ban abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks. Right now it's 20 weeks. There are exceptions. The bill is a public hearing Monday, the same day Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin to promote reproductive rights. The measure needs to be signed by the governor and approved by voters statewide, but Evers is not likely to sign it. Parents could pull their kids out of discussions over gender identity or racism in school under a Republican bill that passed the Wisconsin Assembly yesterday. Democrats like Representative Melissa Ratcliffe say there's more to it than that.
This bill will inflict psychological harm on LGBTQ students and is another salvo in a culture war that tries to turn fear and misunderstanding into political talking points.
Republicans say they're looking out for parents. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm James Kelly. Juneau County officials have announced that a man's body was found on County Highway M at the Oak Ridge Trail parking area on Thursday morning. Law enforcement authorities are treating the death as suspicious, but say it is an isolated incident and there is no danger to the surrounding communities. Officials closed County Highway M 1 mile south of State Highway 21 to Cranberry Creek Road and 25th Street while they conducted their investigation. Police have not identified the man or what his cause of death was. The La Crosse County Board voted to approve a grant to help those facing a mental health crisis on Thursday. According to a WKBT report, the Connect and Protect grant will provide the city and county about $370,000 over 3 years to improve how law enforcement authorities respond to situations involving a mental health crisis. The goal of the program is to provide those in the midst of a mental health crisis with the proper response rather than hospitalization or criminalization. And that's what you need to know. For WRCE News, I'm James Kelly.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Wisconsin battles the Hoosiers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers host the Indiana Hoosiers at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin remains at the top of the Big Ten with a record of 13-4, 5-1 in the conference. After losing to Penn State, head coach Greg Gard.
We've grown a lot. We took on the schedule we did because we had an experienced team that we felt not only could handle it, but needed to be challenged.
NFL, it's the Packers and the 49ers. Saturday night in the divisional playoffs, Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, it's a great challenge for us. They're a really good defense. They got a really good offense as well, so they're a great team all around.
The 49ers' Nick Bosa comparing Jordan Love to Aaron Rodgers.
I'm a quarterback who does exactly what he's coached to do, which Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer and unbelievable, but he kind of went outside of the realm of coaching, and sometimes it's good when you have a guy who does what he's coached to do.
That's 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A beautiful, bright start to the day turns cloudy, with chances of flurries and scattered snow showers this afternoon and into the evening hours, putting down just a trace. High temperatures hit the single digits, but feel more like zero, with another wind chill advisory going into effect tonight through tomorrow morning. Right now, it's 7.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Dom, you're getting full cabin crudy. How you doing, man?
Hey, crudy. I am awesome, man. Happy Friday to you. Of course, Nate, thank you for working your magic, my dear friend, and of course, our audience. Welcome. Happy Friday to us all. We finally made it.
I better set the stage here briefly, Dom. Okay. I got Berkeley here with me. You know Berkeley, he's the bad one. Even Nate knows my dog, Berkeley.
Your dog, yeah, Barkley. I call him Barkley.
So there is an outside chance because I am doing this effectively from home. And luckily, my wife took the good dog with and left me with the barking bad dog, the occasionally barking. He's not barking now, so I don't want to encourage him. But for like the last 45 minutes, as I've been, you know, prepping for this also important Friday edition, and if you're unaware, we air the grievances up in here. So I'm just starting out with the minor domestic grievance. I'm here doing the show with my dog, and my wife gave the dog a bone so he would leave me alone, presumably. Yeah. And the dog has been pacing the house for an hour trying to figure out where he's going to hide this bone before the other dog gets home. You know, they're very protective of their possessions. This is my bone. So he's dug through my suitcase, you know, like digging, like I think ultimately that's where he hit his bone, was in my suitcase. He was going through the Comrex box, the travel portable box that we keep the radio gear in. He was upstairs under my desk scratching the carpet. I'm like, that's not going to come up, not with your little paw. So if you hear him and then you hear him squeal, You'll know it's because he's...
It's, come on, man.
Buddy, he was barking in my ear all the way up here. So if if I'm less than chill at the cabin, it's only because
honestly, man,
only
I can't believe that
dog.
Dog's still kicking. How old is that dog, man?
He's like 13. Fat, like his owner, like his dad. You know, like chubby. Chubby fat. He's going a little blind, and I got to admit, yesterday, I admitted
just like
this
owner, just like you, man. You got to get those.
Yes! Back. I told Liza, my beautiful wife, yesterday. I said, honey, a couple of times I'm trying to read on the air. I was trying to read an article off my cell phone. Incapable I had to stop and let my eyes focus. I couldn't read the words. I'm like my own grandpa these days. When did I get old, Dom? I don't feel old in my heart.
You've always been older than me. Get a pair of cheater readers, man. You'll be just fine.
No, I think I might actually have to get real glasses. I think it's devolved a little bit. You know, you can't labor your eyes like I do, you know, with the pre-treatment of the interocular pressure, because I don't want to get glaucoma someday and all the other stuff I do. So, you know, if my eyes get a little blurry and I miss a few of the words, Dom, that's why I rely upon you and fine guests. You know, we got fine guests coming. And I don't mean the vice president that I referred to, but she is coming. Apparently, we've got some details on the vice president. She's coming to Waukesha Monday. And I'm going to be there on behalf of this show. I'm going to represent Dom. And my good friend and yours, Earl Ingram Jr., host of the Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Network, he's also going to be there. And I think there will be some news coverage from Civic Media. But we're going to see the vice president. The only other questions, though, is the when and the where.
When,
you know, like
where?
Waukesha is a pretty broad
some details.
Waukesha that, yeah. Monday. It's not enough detail for this guy. So we're going to check in with Earl at about 5:30 today during the happy hour, Dom. Also, some information in the Journal Sentinel, a late breaking article. Basically, if I read the headlines correctly, real concern about African-American voter sentiment door to door right now. The early canvases, they're not real enthusiastic about getting out there and voting for Joe Biden. So we're also going to include some good news for Joe Biden today.
Let me just read the headline article. We'll talk more about it, but I want to throw this out there. Molly Beck and Eva Nguyen, in the ground game to engage Black Milwaukee voters, signs of waning enthusiasm for 2020 rematch. And I got to be honest, Rudy, I'm not very enthusiastic about this 2020 rematch either. I'll go vote, but am I enthusiastic about this Trump-Biden rematch? No. No.
I would rather have Earl's opinion in this case, Dom, because...
Are you enthusiastic, Rudy? Are you enthusiastic about this rematch?
Hell yeah, I'm enthusiastic to go vote this year. This is the most important.
No, I didn't ask you if you're enthusiastic to go vote. I'm asking you if you're enthusiastic about a Biden-Trump rematch.
Who could not be, Dom? You know, bring him back from Weekend at Bernie's, put him in the ring together, mano a mano, and see which one falls over first. I'm very, very enthused about this rematch.
Do I not seem
enthused?
I mean, you act like it, but I don't buy it.
Well, I don't know why you think I'm being insincere on this Friday afternoon. Perhaps that's one of your problems, projecting. 844-967-2789. So we'll bring a Kamala Harris coverage, the vice president, coming to our backyard. I'll be there on Monday with Earl. We just don't know what time or precisely where, but we'll get details. I put in for credentials. So did Earl. Also, our buddy Alan Robinson from the Herbal Aspect will do some 420 facts. There's been some marijuana policy movement here in the state. Question mark, air quotes. And Dom, I'm going to lead the grievances today.
All right, man.
You know who I saw featured in a couple of articles overnight? The wanker, Scott Walker, the former governor of the great state of Wisconsin. He made it less great to be a Wisconsinite. Less great. But I read a little Politico piece, and they're already, you know, putting the tombstone out on the Ron DeSantis campaign. I think I've done a good job of that myself. You know,
Yeah. What
would you use to say, Dom? You put a cigarette out on his ass, something like that. But here's the headline at Politico, and I'll tell you why I reference Scotty Wanker. The DeSantis team ran the worst campaign in history. The bizarre decisions behind a $130 million debacle, an opinion piece, $130 million wasted by Ron DeSantis. And you've heard me many times on this program, Dom. I've I've paralleled the failed campaign and the predicted failed campaign because Ron DeSantis hasn't officially failed, but he will soon. He failed. He failed to ignite the imagination of Iowa voters, and he's done. And what I tell you, Dom, he was going to go the way of Scott Walker. And here's the opening paragraph of this opinion piece at the Politico. You remember former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty when he ran for president? And Scott Walker. So anyways, Tim Pawlenty and Scott Walker's presidential campaigns can breathe a sigh of relief. The mantle of worst Republican presidential campaign ever has been lifted from their shoulders. Stolen by the crew that ran Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's, sanctimonious I prefer, Ron DeSantis's campaign into the dirt. As usual, revisionist histories are being written even before the candidate has been officially buried, with DeSantis staffers and apologists offering a variety of nonsensical explanations. However, we need no gossip from inside sources to understand what happened. The debacle played out in broad daylight. So, Ron DeSantis is the new Scott Walker, the new Waker, right? And he is soon to cry himself into the pillow each and every night, and he will soon be term limited, much as the voters term limited Scott Walker's ass here in the state of Wisconsin. But, you know, other than rubbing that one in his face, you know, maybe you're not the worst one ever. But the fact that you're referenced as the worst one ever at the top of the political article, I want to make sure you caught that piece, Scott Walker. And I would also question, Dom, if you saw the piece over at Bruce Murphy at the Urban Milwaukee Online Daily. And this was a piece about Leo Leonard. And the question mark at the top of the page, did Leo Leonard save Scott Walker? Question mark. Well, did he? And here's what they mean. Leo Leonard is from the Federalist Society, and Bruce Murphy is one of the best journalists left doing politics in the state. So Leo Leonard, and I'm going to read a little bit of this, Tom, and then I'm going to have to jump ahead. The Federalist Society is known for promoting conservatives to positions as federal judge and U.S. Supreme Court justices. Its longtime leader, head of the Federalist Society, Leo Leonard, has gotten considerable press coverage recently for working behind the scenes to help Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas get financial help and luxurious vacations from wealthy conservatives. You know, so consider the company he keeps, Tom. But Leo has also gotten involved in state judicial races. And in Wisconsin, he helped elect two conservative state Supreme Court justices who voted to shut down a criminal investigation of the Waker. Former Governor Scott Walker, as a recent story in ProPublica documented, we're talking about Prosser, Dom, and Gableman. He got those two elected, and he knew if David Prosser did not win re-election, well, it was all over but the crying. So here's the interesting part. Leonard Leo helped to preserve the Scott Walker agenda, helped by preserving the Prosser-Gableman corruption on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and they permitted Scott Walker, they gave him a get-out-of-jail-free card, despite the multiple criminals he had campaigning on his behalf in the county executive's office with secret routers, etc. So now Wanker owed this Leo Leonard, owed him a favor, Dom. And the favor was fulfilled by Dan Kelly's candidacy, his appointment to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And here's the ironic part, Dom. Dan Kelly twice lost to very liberal justices in Kurofsky and Protasiewicz. Leo Leonard helped preserve the corrupted court for Scott Walker, and then his affection for Dan Kelly.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
News from the center, WRCE.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again. Legalize
it. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show back from the 420 break. Make sure you get the Civic Media app. Take the Devils with you anywhere you go. Search for your local station. Use the call and text buttons to interact with the shows. Download it for free on your Google Play and App Store. Civic Media app.
Dominic, we've been joined live via video stream by a friend of ours. He is Alan Robinson. He is the co-founder of the Herbal Aspect, and he is a sponsor partner of ours, a friend of ours. Alan, welcome back, man. 420 Friday Facts.
Hey, Alan.
Hey. How you guys doing? Can you hear me in there?
Yeah,
we can. Great, man. Yes, sir, we do. Alan,
outstanding.
We know there have been some legislative pieces put forth by Republicans, a so-called medical marijuana bill, and we talked a little bit about this, but there's been some disagreement even amongst the Republican ranks on who's going to supply it. So, Alan, what's the latest? Are we going down to the DMV to get our medical marijuana under the Robin Voss proposal going forward?
Well, if big government Voss has his way, yeah, absolutely. And there's nothing that screams inefficiency more than a state-run dispensary. But if you recall last week, I advised both you and Dom that I was here to dash hopes. You recall that?
I do.
That's been a couple of weeks in a row, I feel like, but go ahead.
Yeah, man. Well, you know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm not trying to be like the bearer of bad news, but I don't want to lie to you either, and I don't want the people to get their hopes up. See, Robin Voss is playing politics with a subject that is a life and death matter to a lot of people, man. This is your health care. This is a quality of life issue. Medical marijuana is a serious issue. And he's using it as a campaign stunt, as a card he can play. And you know it's that because he's not even talking to his Republican colleagues. Devin LeMahieu came out and said, words that sound vaguely familiar to me. He's the guy referred to it as a DMV. DMV-style dispensaries. Now, that's a damn shame when your own colleague from your own party trashes your bill.
So what is the purpose of this bill? And I value your opinion on these topics, certainly on the topic of 420. He is Alan Robinson from Herbal Aspect, one of our sponsor partners. But Alan, why even put it forth if you don't have the support of the Senate Republicans? The governor has got very little appetite because this is not really what the people want or need. So what's the purpose other than to say what we tried and Tony's the anti-marijuana governor? It doesn't make sense to me, Alan.
The gerrymandered maps are responsible for Boss Voss's continued reign. Nobody has referred to him as a political genius. He's not very bright. Listen, man, this is not about whether or not this is a good move. He tried to steal a talking point from the people of Wisconsin. This isn't a Democratic talking point. This is the Wisconsinites asking for comprehensive cannabis reform. And he wants to bring it out, pull it out as a talking point.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Alan Robinson, co-founder of Herbal Aspect, friend and sponsor of the Devil's Advocates. Alan, now you sell through your three dispensaries legal cannabis products here in the state of Wisconsin. Oh, the delta. What do you define? Deltas, deltas eight, delta eight, delta nine. Is that proper definition or terms for the legal?
Yes, so to speak. It's just so that you know, all cannabis that you're going to smoke, like any cannabis that you've ever gotten on the street, it was all a delta of some variety, which is something that most people just don't really understand. Delta 9 THC is generally organically available in the plant after it has converted from THCA. Again, just kind of think of the butterfly and caterpillar analogy, right? THCA is the caterpillar, and it becomes the butterfly after you set it on fire. Like, that's the chrysalis that it essentially goes through. You know, what's really interesting about this is that just this week I spoke with the chief of the Monona Police Department in regards to setting up a store out in Monona. As you may know, it's been in the news lately, these folks have had some troubles with police stops, people being able to transit through Monona safely. And I just want to make sure that before I open up a store, my customers, my employees, and, you know, me, we'll all be able to get to it without being either overly policed or harassed, which is another reason that comprehensive cannabis reform is important.
As far as the medicinal purposes, Alan, have there been any studies or any comparisons to, you know, traditional cannabis versus the Delta 9s, these things? Do they have the same medicinal qualities that we would get from regular, you know, Illinois legalized cannabis?
Yeah, so anecdotally, we're going to experience a lot of similar results, right? You won't find, there are some THCs out there that we just don't have a great wealth of information on, like Delta 10 THC, for instance. I don't carry that because there's some research that says it could be a carcinogen. Right. While that runs counterintuitive to everything we know about cannabis, it's still too early on to say, you know, one way or the other, exactly what medical benefits or what dangers there are. What we do know is that, you know, Delta 8, for instance, has been around since we've discovered it in 1967. So we know it to be safe. We know it to be about 60% of the psychoactivity of Delta 9. And we know anecdotally people get a lot of similar benefits.
Alan Robinson from the Herbal Aspect giving us some 420 Friday facts. Alan, you know, once upon a time, a younger man got pulled over on the west side of Madison with some legal, illegal marijuana in my, let's just say it's Crudy, center console. And I found myself educating the cops because they had a lot of misconceptions. And I also found myself probably the victim of a non-warranted search. There was no probable cause for them to search my car that evening. So probable cause and marijuana policy. Alan, I've never quite understood why Republicans have so much opposition when we know we're over 50% of even Republicans support marijuana legalization, be it for medicinal or full recreation. So is it just to keep the specter of probable cause? Hey, I smell weed on you, kid. I'm going to run your plates. Yes. I'm going to take you in.
Yes. To make a super short answer, the answer is absolutely yes. If it wasn't for the use of cannabis as a tool to end run around the Fourth Amendment, it would have already been legal. You got to police and criminalize certain populations. All right.
Well, I felt look, you guys very white privilege that day. But tell them about the Herbal Aspect. How do they find your fine wares, the legal kind?
Oh, man, I got three different locations around Madison. You stop in and get high as a duck. 3547 University Avenue, 2017 Winnebago Street, next to Dunkin' Donuts on Gammon Road at 735 South Gammon. Also, hit me up online, herbalaspect.com. I got you.
Appreciate it. Alan Robinson, our sponsor partner from Herbal Aspect. The 420 facts. Come back, more devils.
Thank you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Find Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More people than ever have a job in Wisconsin. State officials are out with their final numbers for December. Department of Workforce Development Chief Economist Dennis Winter.
If you add jobs and pay people, they'll consume more, and consumption drives the U.S. economy. So that feed loop, positive feedback loop keeps circling on itself. We're going to continue to see economic gains and workforce gains.
Wisconsin added more than 2,200 jobs in December. The jobless rate in Wisconsin is a near-record low, 3.3%. Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits Big Bend on Monday. That's according to a release put out by the White House Thursday. Her remarks come on the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm James Kelly. Law enforcement authorities have announced the arrest of a man in relation to a gun death in La Crosse. According to the La Crosse Police Department, 41-year-old Alan Fry was arrested on Thursday and is facing first-degree intentional homicide charges stemming from a shooting on the 1200 block of Farnham Street. Law enforcement officials also believe a structure fire on Denton Street is related to the homicide case, as the location was listed as a prior address for Fry. The structure was unoccupied at the time of the fire. La Crosse community members had the opportunity to make their voices heard regarding a city ordinance draft that would allow accessory dwelling units. The units are a secondary structure on residential properties that can be rented out, allowing for additional income for the property owner and creating more housing options for others. Some residents expressed concerns that accessory dwelling units wouldn't be properly vetted for building permits, while others called it an innovative solution to a lack of affordable housing. And that's what you need to know. For WRCE News, I'm James Kelly.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Wisconsin battles the Hoosiers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers host the Indiana Hoosiers at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin remains at the top of the Big Ten with a record of 13-4, 5-1 in the conference. After losing to Penn State, head coach Greg Gard.
We've grown a lot. We took on the schedule we did because we had an experienced team that we felt not only could handle it, but needed to be challenged.
NFL, it's the Packers and the 49ers. Saturday night in the divisional playoffs, Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, it's a great challenge for us. They're a really good defense. They got a really good offense as well, so they're a great team all around.
The 49ers' Nick Bosa comparing Jordan Love to Aaron Rodgers.
A quarterback who does exactly what he's coached to do, which Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer and unbelievable, but he kind of went outside of the realm of coaching, and sometimes it's good when you have a guy who does what he's coached to do.
That's 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A beautiful, bright start to the day turns cloudy, with chances of flurries and scattered snow showers this afternoon and into the evening hours, putting down just a trace. High temperatures hit the single digits, but feel more like zero, with another wind chill advisory going into effect tonight through tomorrow morning. Right now, it's 7.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
We
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Damn. I was driving up here to Washura County. Washura, you were here with me. And was listening to the local rock station, and I heard this tune. It's been a long time since I heard Poison, you know, one of my favorite hair bands, doing one of their super ballads on the radio. Damn. Every rose has its thorn.
It brings me back, Rudy. My mom said she'll drop us off if your mom will pick us up.
At the skating rink or the mall?
Both.
Damn, the hair band.
By the Orange Julius.
Hair band. Super Ballad Friday. I'm calling it right now. From here to the end. Nothing but hair band super ballads. Thank you to our fine guest, Alan Robinson. He's a friend of ours. And Alan is the co-founder of the Herbal Aspect. We appreciate when you support our sponsors, especially those that bring us not just, you know, commerce, but also information. Go visit herbalaspect.com and look up the fine locations, including the one right next to the Dunkin' Donuts, right? That's a great spot.
Location, that location, is full location.
Service. But Dom, I had mentioned earlier the vice president coming to the great state of Wisconsin. I have every intention of being there on Monday in the occasion. And it is, what, the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade, Dom. And, of course, Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. That's no longer the law of the land. It's state by state, and it's patchwork. And here in the great state of Wisconsin, Republicans have hastily rolled out a 14-week abortion ban. And how do I know it's hastily rolled out, Tom? Because they got a hearing on Monday. Oof. They're going to do – they rolled it out on Friday, and they're doing a public hearing on Monday. And this one's got a little kicker, you know, to hope to blunt this whole abortion issue, I guess. They want to do a referendum before it would go into force. So they're going to ask the electorate, you know, what do you think about the issue of abortion? 14 weeks, is that the proper time for a man to start regulating a woman's, you know, reproductive health? Is that the right line? To make that negotiation with a woman over her body? Because, of course, we've talked about this. Sometimes there are medical things that go wrong, and Republicans used to beat Democrats over the head with this issue, this very rare and uncommon and usually tragic thing that happens beyond the first term of pregnancy, you know, because there's some major deformity or the child's not going to live, or maybe it's the mother's life. Well, you know what, Dom? They will use this to claim the Democrats are pro-abortion right up to the moment of birth, and if you believe Trump, it's after.
Even after birth, yes.
Well, they have rolled out this abortion ban today, Friday. That's the breaking news I saw earlier, because, you know, Roe v. Wade, well, that's Monday, and they want to blunt that issue if they can. You know, they've got plans, Tom. And, of course, they've got a plan to counter-program the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, who is launching a national campaign tour, a reproductive freedom tour, and she's launching it in our backyard in Waukesha County, Dom, Milwaukee suburbs. So that's their plan. Let's do a hearing on Monday. That seems hasty.
Molly back called. Reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Curdy gave you the headline, but here's some more reporting. A spokeswoman for Evers said Friday he won't sign the proposal, however, which needs his support to head to voters on the April election ballot when voters would be turning out in higher numbers due to the Republican presidential primary. Senator Mary Felskowski, a Republican from Irma, said the measure is a reasonable approach to finding a consensus on the controversial issue. Quote, out of an abundance of respect for how sensitive this issue is, we would like to hear directly from the voters whether they agree that this is what they want the law to be, striking a balance between protecting life and showing compassion and respect for women who find themselves in difficult situations. Evers has said, I feel like that he does not support reducing access to abortions in Wisconsin, which are currently banned after 20 weeks of pregnancy.
I feel like women did show a preference in all Wisconsin voters. See the Janet Protasiewicz Dan Kelly race,
right?
11 points. That's pretty significant support in a Supreme Court race that sometimes are as close as, what, 5,000-6,000 votes? And this was a ass-whooping. This was a blue wave, if you will. This was a pro-reproductive rights, pro-abortion wave in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. So please continue. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Just a couple more quotes from Republican. Here's the Republican Scott Krug from Nakusa. Quote, I get that folks on both sides of this are super passionate on all or nothing, but Wisconsin voters are not there for an all or nothing abortion process. It just isn't going to happen. People are not going to sit down and be okay with abortion on demand, and people on the other side are not going to sit down and be okay with no abortion whatsoever. So there's got to be an in-between. Yeah, okay, in-between. It's at 20 weeks, right? What's wrong with that? And if you're so concerned about people wanting to have their opinions known, what about, I don't know, gun safety or legalized marijuana? You know, don't people have an input on those things as well? Of course, they don't want to do that. They pick and choose for, political reasons.
Also, of note, we will have Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who's a Wisconsin OBGYN, who currently has to do her work in Hibbing, Minnesota. Of course, because with the rollback of Roe v. Wade, there has been a real question mark about whether or not abortion is legal here in the state of Wisconsin. And we know there is a ruling by a Dane County judge that says perhaps it should be at least consensual abortion, not infanticide. But this is an issue, and I think this will be an issue of impact. And I don't think this ridiculous proposition rolled out hastily on a Friday with the hearing on a Monday is going to be enough to offset the vice president coming to talk about the overturning of Roe v. Wade and 50 years worth of precedent.
But they're going to try.
Well, you got to try.
Assembly Speaker,
right?
Robin Voss co-sponsored the bill, said he wants voters to decide abortion rules instead of courts. I'd like to put something on the ballot in April that allows the people of Wisconsin to be the ones who get the final say on making a decision on abortion. So it's not the court. It's not the legislature. It's not the governor. It's going to be the people who have the final choice.
You mean the Assembly Republicans are going to have the final choice over what is acceptable to women? And of course, the governor will not sign that. So it's never going to go to the point of law. Right. This is more political kabuki theater from Robin Voss. I mean, medical marijuana, this is a ridiculous proposition. This kabuki theater on women's abortive rights, that's ridiculous. Of course, it's not going to come to pass. It's not going to be on an April referendum ballot. And it's not going to be signed into law because Governor Tony Evers is sensible and with the people of the great state of Wisconsin on these issues.
844-967-2789. Evers said in a statement in December on this very issue, quote, the bottom line for me is this. Wisconsinites should be able to make their own reproductive health care decisions without interference from politicians who don't know anything about their lives, their family, or their circumstances. And I'll veto any bill that makes reproductive health care any less accessible for Wisconsinites than it is right now. Governor Tony Evers on this topic in December. 844-967-2789. Let's get some callers in. It's a Friday. We air the grievances. Go ahead, Crudy.
Oh, okay. I don't have the phones up. So
967-2789. LA Tom, you are up. Happy Friday, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, win, pack, win. Second, we the people ultimately are the government collectively, and we must never forget that. Third, I am so sick of everyone getting this issue wrong. This issue is about a woman's right to choose versus the government's right to choose. So if you don't want to have a termination, then don't have one. If you are a person that believes that she wants to have a child and wants to carry it to full term, carry it to full term. Most women don't terminate their pregnancies. Most women actually have the children, but it's her choice. It's not government's choice. I just can't believe that these conservatives can go on and on and on about government stay out of my life and government stay out of this and that, but every issue they want government involved in, except for a social safety net for we the people.
Isn't it ironic when they claim that they're the party of freedom, yet they rob women of the freedom to make decisions about their own body? They rob all of us about decisions over whether or not to ingest cannabis products. I mean, it is so ridiculous to claim they are the party of freedom. I got to tell you, Tom, I think the Democrats are the actual party of freedom.
I'm absolutely 100%. The Democratic Party is the party that is in favor of a social safety net by we the people collectively putting our money together to have something to catch us when we fall. The Republicans are all about control, and they are all about they're about anti-freedom. They are the anti-Christ, and they are the anti-freedom party is what they are.
Well, normally I'd say those are harsh words, Tom, but, you know, then I look at Trump and think you might be onto something.
Thank you, Tom. Always appreciate your perspective. 844-967-2789. Airing of the grievances, it's Friday. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, and when Tom just mentioned it, it brought my mind to the Jefferson Bible, where Thomas Jefferson actually took the Bible and took all the supernatural elements out of it and just more or less made it a kind of a list of Jesus's, you know, ethical teachings that most of us can all agree with. What he said is true. I mean, but what amazes me is these same Republicans that claim to want to protect the unborn do nothing about protecting the unborn from environmental contaminants, do nothing to protect the unborn in terms of making sure that all mothers have adequate prenatal care and adequate nutrition during their pregnancy, or once a child is born, to make sure all those children are going to have adequate medical care and adequate food when they're brought into this world. I mean, that is,
and hopefully hypocrisy. Don't get offed by an AR-15 at their elementary school.
Yeah, God bless you on that one, Crudy. That it is just ridiculous, and it just yanks my mind back to what I read in 1974 when I was, you know, 16 and reading, you know, my firearms encyclopedia. We talked about assault weapons, and one of them was ARM-16, which the AR-15 is a civilian model of, and saying they're good for military style of target, but they're not really applicable for civilian use aside from that. I mean, that the fact that the firearms industry has convinced everybody they need an AR-15 is just still boggles my mind.
And Mark, I don't know if you saw what Merrick Garland, the attorney general, had to say. The Uvalde report came out, and I know that Dom and I have been trying to avoid school shooting conversations as much as possible because they never seemingly advance the conversation, and they always, you know, they're gut-wrenching conversations. We're talking about something 20-plus dead kids in Uvalde, Texas, and we know there's no solutions coming from the governor there. He is, much like our former governor, he's in the back pocket of the NRA. But the report about the police and the fear these police officers had to do their duty and actually charge this guy. And the reason they didn't was fear of the AR-15. They all know it is much more deadly than the 9mm they were packing. And it has tripled the muzzle velocity. The bullets come out really fast, and they're very deadly, and they do carnage. And these cops left these kids to die because they were too afraid to go face the specter of their own deaths, and it's hard to blame them, but that's what you signed up for. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Hopefully we signed up for your grievances. Come back, 844-967-2789, and Hairband Super Ballads.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
Check it out. That's beautiful.
I posted every new fire pit design and more people kept ordering, from 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Friday. We air the grievances. You can do so as well at 844-967-2789. Got some callers lining up. Let's get to them. Terry from Wausau, you are up. Welcome, Terry. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Thank you. Shifting gears a little bit. I don't know if you visited earlier. I might have missed it. I don't catch every show, but I want to revisit the Donald Trump poopy pants stories. I just want to thinking the first morning Donald heard the story and one of his cabana boys was reading the news to him, just wondering what that person, what he faced when Trump first heard about that. I could only imagine.
Terry, I'm not familiar with the story, man. You got to enlighten me. What's the deal?
Oh, come on. Trump stinks. That's the story. The story is Trump wears story, adult right. diapers, allegedly. Thing, right?
But the person that actually read it to him that first morning when the news hit.
Gotcha. All right.
There might have been some ketchup flying that person's way. If that's what you're implying.
I think so. Thanks for the call, Terry.
I think it's incredibly funny that the Lincoln Project picked up on that theme. They're a very anti-Trump group. And, you know, God only knows if Trump stinks, but they certainly have ridden that horse, you know what I mean? And then didn't clean up the stables afterwards.
844-967-2789, John from Milwaukee. You will be next. Happy Friday, John. What do you got for us?
Yeah, hey, see, I was calling about the bounty, all those kids that they got killed. I honestly
yes, sir.
All of those cops there, all of them should have been fired. You were trained to do a job. You did not do it. Those little kids, they didn't have vests, a bulletproof vest. All they had on was blouses and shirts. And these guys had all the protection, the guard shield, vests, everything. All of them, I said, all of them should be fired. And let me say one other thing about Trump. I tried to call in yesterday, but I didn't get through. And you were talking about the VIP for Trump. Trump is not going to pick Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis. Trump is going to pick someone that is just as crooked as he is, you know, and that's either Mike Flynn or Stone, or that other idiot, Giuliani. Watch what I have to tell you. He's going to pick somebody that's real crooked. All right, sir, thank you, and have a nice day.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Have a nice weekend. Yeah, the VP pick. I mean, Giuliani would be, of course, a disaster. Mike Flynn also out there and perhaps a little more dangerous than Giuliani. But at least Stefanik's one that apparently Trump's palling around with in New Hampshire right now. That was my guess. We'll see what happens, John. But I don't think it'll be Nikki Haley or DeSantis. I would agree with you there. Crew, do you got an opinion on that?
I think Trump will select his VP nominee predicated entirely on her looks because Trump thinks somehow he can just put a woman on the ballot and that's going to solve his suburban woman problem. The fact that apparently women don't like voting for a rapist, and it's not an alleged rapist at this point. You know, the trial's already happened a couple times over. So what I would say is I think Trump is going to South Dakota's Kristi Noem because he finds her attractive. Many Republicans do. Do you see the way CJ was losing his mind about the prospect? I mean, hell, Nancy Mace is enough to make CJ lose his mind. But, you know, I mean, look at the whole Fox News principle. You know, just put a pretty woman out there and these apparently these MAGA conservatives just eat it up. So Kristi Noem, and you talk about got to be as crooked as he is.
Yeah, has to be loyal public, and told the line. And I think that's the
public rumors that she's been having an affair with Corey Lewandowski for years, who is about the top prince in Trump world. This side is Stephen Miller. So I would say if that indeed is true and they feel like they can blackmail her anytime they want to, she's the ideal.
Yeah, Stefanik's the party person, and she's candidate. Talking about the J6 hostages. I didn't hear Noem or any of those other folks talking about the J6 hostages, and that's exactly what Trump wants to hear. But we will see. Thanks for calling, John, 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, welcome. What do you got, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Well, I think it's going to be Lake because she'll easily say, you know, let's go, you know, she'll do his dirty work in the court system. I mean, anyway, and she's a loser like him. But
they do have a similar track record in courts of law.
Yeah,
Carrie Lake, the disgraced gubernatorial/senatorial candidate from Arizona.
Give the Republicans credit for this in the Trump team. They've learned that, you know, when you stepped in it with Roe v. Wade, because that was a cash cow for them. And then when it went away, all that. So that's why they're not doing this with the border. You know,
not doing
think
what?
About it. Well,
you mean they don't actually want to solve the problem, and Trump's
right,
not pressuring
they want it to be
Mike Johnson?
They learned, correct. They learned from Roe v. Wade. We shouldn't have done that. We stepped in it. That was a big fundraising thing for them when it was still on the books. And, you know, now they're like, oh, we better not do anything about that border situation because that issue will go away.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why solve the problem. Then you can't use it as a political tool. Thanks for the call, Dick. Have a nice weekend. John from Oshkosh, you're next. Give me about 60 seconds. John, what do you got for us?
Hey, John, welcome.
Hey, thanks guys. I just started listening to you recently. I really, really enjoy your program.
Thank you.
You have excellent taste, John.
Tell my wife that, please. you know, if they, the whole abortion issue is maybe it could be flipped a little bit, and maybe they should make vasectomies illegal also, along with condoms. Then let's just see what these guys in the government would start saying about women's rights to choose.
Well, I think more importantly, they banned Viagra. That would get the attention of many of these.
I mean, it's all about God's will, John, right? That's what they'll tell you.
If God doesn't want you to have a good time on a Friday night listening to some hair band super ballads with your girl, kicking back, having a couple of cold ones. Folks, it is Friday. We air the grievances. We got a happier happy hour. We got our friend Earl Ingram. We're going to talk about the sentiment of black voters and the fact that the Vice President Kamala Harris coming to the Milwaukee area again. Now, he's hosted the VP like three times. What's Earl got that we got? Don't got class.
Style.
And no hairband super ballads, probably.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
Check it out. That's beautiful. I posted every new fire pit design, and more people kept ordering, from 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.